Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And, you know, not only can I help you with all the stuff I usually help you with, Tracy, I'll be with you in 1 second, but I am channeling my inner Martha today, or my inner Betty, depending on your age. It would be Betty Crocker if you're really old, and Martha Stewart if you're sort of so-so, and I suppose Rachel, or, I don't know, one of the...
Getting your Rachel Ray in?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Betty Crocker, I don't think Betty Crocker was actually a real person. I think she was just Aunt Jemima, somebody. At any rate, I've been cooking. I got up early this morning, and I made sticky buns, and I'm making a turkey. And my daughter taught me about brining, and I'm not sure I like it because, and I put it in a convection oven. I don't really understand convection ovens, except I think they cook quicker. So a turkey that time is going to take about 6 hours. Look, it looks about done after about 3.5. I don't know. I think I'll worry about that later. I'll worry about my little... I'll think about it tomorrow when the turkey is incendiary. Tracy, hopefully you didn't call me for cooking advice. How may I help you today?
Hi, I called for a cooking recipe.
Absolutely. What can I help you with? I have a great one for frozen yogurt. You take the yogurt, you put it in the cup, 20 minutes later, out of the freezer, it's done.
I love that recipe. I've called you before. I have a 2-year-old son. And, I don't know if you became the same way, but after you had your daughter, do you find yourself, like, getting more... I find, like, when I'm around my sister-in-laws and their children, I find, like, my I don't want to say anger, but I just feel, like, so, like, defensive after, like, being around their kids for 5 minutes. And I don't know how to fix that.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, I got exactly what you're saying. Now, is it you're just less tall? Are her kids older than your kid? Is she competitive with you? What? Tell me a little bit about the cousins.
Well, my husband's family, his parents live an hour away, and in the house it's his mom and his dad and his two sisters, and one sister has two children. They are 3 and 11. And my husband's other sister has one son, and he's about a month older than mine.
Okay.
And I didn't have any issues with my son's, like, cousins until, I don't know, like, about a year ago, the little girl who's 3 now tried to, like, smash my kid in between, like, the door and the screen.
Okay.
And she's just,
So the issue is being protective of your son.
Yeah, the other thing is, I know my kid's not perfect. You know, I say he is, but I know he's far from perfect, you know. But at the same time, it's like, when we go to my husband's mom's house or whatever, I just feel like, I just get so, I don't even know, angry, protective, in super protective mode. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to be that way, but we're going to be there on Wednesday, Christmas Eve is Wednesday.
Yep, it is.
And it's like many hours, and then my son's other cousin, who's about a month older, he like continues to get in my kid's face.
All right, let me ask you the crucial question here. How does your son respond to his cousins?
He's fine. Like,
okay, wait a minute. There was no doubt in my mind that was going to be the case. All right, so let me give you a perspective here.
Okay.
Your son will not only not mind playing with his 3-year-old and the kid who's a month older than he is, he will idolize them. So you taking him out of that situation isn't going to benefit him at all. It may benefit your stomach a little bit, but you're going to start a war with your sisters-in-law, and you're also going to be depriving your kid of the cousins that he adores. So understand that kids do play a bit rougher with each other, but one of the nice things about kids playing rough with each other is when it gets too much, the kid who's being roughed up a bit will come and find mommy or yell or whatever. So that's number one thing to remind yourself of, that you're going to be protective about your kid, but that he's fine. And when he's not fine, he'll let you know. Number one.
He doesn't want to get all in his face.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And number two, he needs... Pardon? Well, but it bugs you, but it doesn't bug him. And what we're trying to do is help your son... Not you're grown up. You can learn to cope, and I'm gonna give you some coping skills here. And that's why I asked you how you're, because when your son's had enough, he'll come find you. He'll either scream or he'll hit back or he'll come find you. All of which is perfectly fine.
Can I say one thing really quick?
Yes.
Okay. My sisters-in-law or whatever, I like them or whatever, but this is a thing for me that his cousins are always sick. So not only
Tracy,
have they wanted my child
Tracy,
to go over there
Tracy,
and play when
they're Tracy, sick. Tracy,
what?
Stop. At some point, your child's going to go to school. And when your child goes to school, he's going to bring home every little bug that every other kid has. That's just part. You cannot raise your child in a bubble. And you have an only child. And one of the reasons that your kid will put up with nonsense from his cousins, other than the fact that kids idolize kids who are older than they are, is your kid spends a lot of time with you and not a lot of time with other kids. And that's not good for you or your child. Your child has to learn social skills. He has to learn give and take. He has to build up his immune system. You either have to decide that you're going to raise Bubble Boy and keep him away from everybody, which means you're going to have to homeschool him. You're going to have to make sure that he's never in a public playground, which is I certainly wouldn't recommend. I mean,
isn't
that's not
there,
a healthy.
Like a happy medium between around that area.
Yeah,
like
the happy medium is you go to your in-laws on Christmas.
Okay.
Tracy, this isn't about your kid. This is about you. And you're going to have to, part of it is that it would sound to me at some point, my dear, you need a job. Because you cannot make that two-year-old the entire focus of your life. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for him. And that's part of what's coming out on Christmas Eve. It's not that your kid isn't doing fine, because he's relishing it. He gets to play with kids his own age. He gets to, he just, it's a whole different situation for him. The person it's not a good situation for at this moment is you, because you are so focused on that kid, which means you're not spending as much time probably with your husband as you should. You're not interacting with your sister-in-laws as anything except Mama Bear. That, and if it makes you feel better, one of the things you can do as an intermediary step, which you were asking me for earlier, is get a babysitter that you take with you.
Huh.
That is your son's favorite babysitter. And the babysitter will watch all of the kids. And you can give that as a birthday present or as a Christmas present to your mother-in-law and your sisters-in-law. And the babysitter will be a lot less protective of your son, but he's not going to let things, the babysitter won't let things get out of hand. And you can relax and be a grown-up and let your kid be a kid.
Well, I followed your advice, and I do have a lady that he really loves, but she has, like, she has her own family.
Yeah, Christmas
so
is a tough. Yeah, you need to find somebody who's Muslim or Jewish who doesn't do Christmas.
Well,
but and for Christmas it may be a little bit short notice anyway. But the point is, Tracy, your kid's fine. You need to let go of that kid a little bit. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for him. And it's not healthy for your marriage. It's not healthy for your relationship with your in-laws. It's just it's a bad deal all around. And if it's a bad deal all around, you got to stop doing it.
Can I say something? I have my bachelor's degree in special education, and I have an associate's in early childhood studies, and I do want to work, but once my child goes to school.
Well, you may need to put him in preschool then, because this is...
Well, no, that's fine.
Tracy, you're viewing yourself as an expert in child care, which I don't dispute at all, but being an expert in child care and being an expert on how to raise your children are not the same thing. And I can tell you that. I'm a psychologist. And I went to medical school. When it came to medical issues or psychological issues with my kid, I stepped back. You cannot do both. And I think that's part of what's confusing you. And if a mother came to you as a client and said, explain exactly the same story you explained to me, you would tell her the same thing I'm telling her, which is you're overly protective of that child. The child is clearly fine. The child will tell you when he's not fine. You need to find some other focus in that child. The child cannot absorb 100% of an adult's focus. Not healthy.
Okay, and so when my last time we were there, my son was like squatting to go to the restroom, and his boy cousin just kept getting in his face. And then his older cousin has pushed my kid a few times, tried to push him out of things. And I mean,
Tracy,
I
just went through this entire thing with you.
But am I just supposed to stand there and not say anything to the other children?
Absolutely. Your kid will let you know when he's had enough. As long as your kid's not objecting, he'll figure it out. Put you on hold. I'll be back to you in a minute.
Okay.
I know you have 15 more questions. I'll put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking to Tracy, who's facing a problem that many of you are probably looking at with less than equanimity and glee, which is visiting over the holidays with the in-laws. And especially the in-laws' children, which may be a little less well-behaved than you'd prefer. And I'm saying, look, that basically, a couple things, that your kids will basically tell you when they've had enough, you know, when they're okay and when they're not okay. And if they're okay, you probably just need to let it go a little bit. Especially younger kids tend to be bullied a little bit by older kids, not because the kids are necessarily bad kids, but just because they're a little rougher when in their play. And if your kid doesn't object, then everything is probably okay. It's okay to just kind of let things go. If it's anything other than Christmas, taking a babysitter along, sometimes taking a favorite babysitter along, sometimes makes some sense, because the babysitter will sort of keep the other kids from doing particular harm, and it means you can relax a little bit, not feel that you've abandoned your child. But in this particular case, it sounds like, you know, the kid's doing fine. He's not, you know, when he's feeling uncomfortable, he'll come find you.
Dr. Joy?
I'm here.
Okay. The thing is, I understand about this space, and you are correct. You know, I am a bit of a shadow. It upsets me when I'm just standing there, you know, just talking to my husband or with his family, and in response to taking time away, my son sits in his own room. So once he goes to bed, my husband and I have date nights and stuff. You know, so we don't
that's still not helping your kid much. I mean, that means that he's spending 100% of his time with an adult. That isn't how kids, I mean, it means that he's going to be whinier than he has to be. It means he's going to be less socialized than he has to be. It means he's not going to be able to deal with his peers as well as other kids his age. You're not doing him any favors.
So I should just start having him. The thing is, when we take him to social situations, he's fine. Like, he'll go and he'll pet. Like, we went to Disneyland and he was fine. Like, he
Disneyland does not count as a social situation, my dear. You didn't let a 2-year-old wander around Disneyland by himself.
Well, no, but when we've taken him to parks or to other events,
those aren't social situations. Those are situations where you're changing the situation where you're with your kid. Your kid needs to be with other kids. Playing with them.
Without me there.
Well, by and large, because you're a helicopter parent. Yeah. You haven't quite been able to be in the other room of your kid and let him be alone and that be fine for you and for him. Until you learn that.
Well, he does play by himself in the other room when I'm...
Your kid is fine. It's not your kid that I'm talking about. It's you, my dear. I can't say that 14 more times.
Okay.
It's going to sound like I'm nagging you.
No, no, no. I mean, I didn't understand that. Like, me, like, when he goes off and he plays by himself, I'm fine. With it, it's just,
well, as long as it's in the house.
Well, or he'll play outside and I can...
Tracy,
you know,
here, Tracy, listen. Two things.
What?
Try it for an hour or an hour and a half at your in-laws of just letting your kid alone, with the understanding being if he's unhappy, the two things to be aware of. If he's unhappy, he'll come find you, and if things get very, very, very quiet, nobody hears anybody, go check on the kids. Okay, you should be checking on the kids about every half hour, 45 minutes anyway. And second of all, for a New Year's resolution, you need to find a daycare situation for your son for an hour or two a day, for at least a couple days a week. Partially for his sake, mostly for your sake. Because you're too attached to your kid for either of your well-being.
And having my husband home like 2 days a week from work if he doesn't work, and me going running errands and stuff without my kid, that's an opposition.
Well,
that needs to be more.
Well, I mean, that's a little better for you, but it doesn't help your kid's socialization at all. He's still got a parent around. Your kid needs to function without a parent around. You can't go to school with him. You can't go to college with him. You can't go on his honeymoon with him. Therefore, he's going to have to learn some of this stuff on his own.
You don't like let go of your daughter? Or
yes, I did. But so what? Whether I'm a good parent or not doesn't make any difference.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because why would I tell you to do something that I wouldn't do? Because
no,
either it's right or it's wrong.
I...
And if it's right, of course I'd do it. And if it's wrong, why would I tell you to do it? Yes,
and
of course.
And then when he's with his cousins, if his older cousin pushes him, I just look.
You let him push him, and he'll let you know when he's unhappy.
And I'm supposed to just be okay with that?
You're supposed to understand that kids push each other, and at some point your kid will push and some kid will push him back. That's how kids learn. He's not going to push him off the top of the Empire State Building because you're not going to let him go to the top of the Empire State Building. I mean, you're not. I'm not asking you to be negligent. I'm asking you to think about what you're doing.
Okay. I know my kid can. I would just prefer my kid didn't have to, like, protect himself, but...
Well, of course he did. How is your kid going to have a sensible life if he doesn't know how to protect himself? How's that going to work?
I know.
Well, you know and you don't all at the same time.
Well, no, I do.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Tracy, listen, you have to work on the assumption that if a client was asking me the same question that I'm asking Brown, what answer would I give? And you would not tell a parent who had a kid who was doing fine with his cousins, well, if his cousin pushes you, take him out of the situation or slap the cousin or complain to your sister-in-law. You'd say, kids push each other. Watch kids on a playground. Happens all the time. Everybody's fine.
And I can't tell the cousin that, you know, hands are for hugging and leave that.
No, you can't discipline somebody else's kid. Your kid... Tracy, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to be bored out of my mind. My listeners are going to be turning off the radio, and you're not going to hear it. Your kid is fine. Back off. Are we clear about that? And if we're not, then we're not ever going to be clear about it. But I can't be any clearer about it. You're not thinking about your kid's welfare. You're thinking about your own. And that's not okay as a parent. One of the really the most difficult thing we have to do as a parent is understand what our kid's welfare is as opposed to our own. And when they don't overlap... We got to go with our kid, because that's the responsibility. All righty, you
and
can play that.
Gone.
Yeah, there we go. All right. I mean, look, parenting is a tough job because, I mean, Tracy is not monstrous. She's just overly focused and she has tunnel vision, and it's just not healthy. It's not healthy. For your kid, it's not healthy for you, it's not healthy for your marriage, it's not healthy for your relationships. Kids do okay. I mean, it doesn't mean that we lead our kid off in the middle of Central Park and say, I'll be back in a couple of hours when they're a two-year-old. I mean, we're not stupid, and we don't put our kids in danger. But there's a huge discrepancy between letting kids learn some social skills and putting our kids in danger. And we really, as parents, need to differentiate between the two, because putting our kids in danger is irresponsible. But not letting our kids learn how to socialize in the long run is probably even more dangerous because they'll never learn it. And you don't need a kid who goes to kindergarten thinking that all the adults are going to be focused on him all the time. And if somebody doesn't play nicely with him, that he can go over in the corner and suck his thumb. I mean, kids are not stupid. They learn. And they learn pretty quickly, and they're very resilient. And when they're unhappy, they will let you know. Promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy. Thank you to take my call.
My pleasure. How may I help you, Margaret?
Yes. 2 years ago, I found my adopted daughter in China after 30 years separation.
Wow. How old was she? What were the circumstances? Tell me how she came to be adopted.
Okay. I was married when I was very young, 20-something, and I grew up very slowly. Anyhow, and after she was born, and I had disagreement with the husband in the Chinese guy, and then I realized that he's not one I want, and my parents also said time to divorce, so I divorced immediately, and at the time the court somehow just gave to him, and I was surprised, Anyhow, I thought maybe my father was behind with that. Maybe my father knows somebody in court in China. Anyway, so then after that, my
How old was she at this time, Margaret?
She was only 1 year old.
Okay.
And then my parents took me to Hong Kong, leave China immediately. Mm-hmm. And I left China immediately and then I came to United States.
Okay.
When I found her 2 years ago, she did not know she was adopted until her father, after I left China, and her father took her for adoption. For a co-worker, a woman cannot have a baby. Her father's biological father has a co-worker. The woman cannot have a baby at the time.
Okay.
So
okay.
And her biological father just gave to this woman, you know, the co-worker.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't know nothing. And because then I left China and I went to Hong Kong and came to United States. At the same time, I continued trying to find her. But I didn't know the reason I cannot find her until now, because her adoption parents changed her first name, last name.
Yeah.
So when I called the police department 2 years ago, police department found her biological father and talked to him and found out the name has been, you know, the girl has been adopted and the name changed. So that's how I found her this time.
You were lucky, madam.
Yeah.
You really were.
Yeah, because the first name, last name had completely changed.
Yeah, well, and the fact that somebody was still alive and he was willing to tell.
Yeah, because I met someone in university here years ago, a Chinese student. I asked him to go back to China to help me find her. And they said the police department said, I have to go back to find her. They don't talk to no one. You know, the Chinese government, they are very very difficult. So I am a student here. I have to work. I have to, you know, I cannot go back to China. Just sit there to waiting for the government to tell me what to do. Maybe take years. Who knows?
Yeah.
So that's how 2 years ago I called the police department many times. So one of the policemen was very nice, helped me to locate her biological father and talk to him and find out he gave the girl for adoption,
right,
and the name has been changed. So
right,
that's
I got that.
So,
okay.
The girl did not know she was adopted until I found her. In China, the parents, adoption parents didn't tell her. So
it sounds like it was not a formal adoption. It sounds like...
No.
I don't know whether money changed hands or papers, but whatever. It sounds like it was done pretty informally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And her adoption father told me, saying, they just took a girl and said, oh, this is our daughter, registration. In old days, and China has no, organization stuff, you know, just whatever. Okay, what's her name? They just give the new name.
Yeah.
I
got it.
Anyhow.
Well, especially in a country that doesn't value baby girls very much as well.
So here's the thing. Her adopted mother died in car accident 10 years ago. But her adoption father is still alive.
Right.
She's 34 years old now and married and have an 8-year-old son.
Okay.
I took a trip to China to meet her and her family last year. And I know she compares me with her adoption mother.
Yeah.
She told her husband that she feels I'm not warm like her father or like her mother. The truth is she didn't know. Going back to China to see her is like opening my old wound.
Yeah.
It reminds me about her father, the sad past. So meeting my daughter is not really, you know, good feeling for me. You know, I try and find her because, you know, after all, she's my daughter. But, I deep inside her, you know, I really didn't feel good. Lost her so many years. So anyway, my daughter appears to be smart, but very judgmental. And according to her adoption father, my daughter spent money like water. And her adopted mother had a hard time to teach and guide her regarding management money. Eventually, her adopted mother gave up on her due to she is like an untrainable horse. And but at the same time, the daughter emailed, write a letter to me, say when she was little, she feel she didn't know she was adopted. She feel she didn't get the love from her mother. Eventually, her mother had another son, you know, from her adoption mother. So she noticed her adoptive mother only love her younger brother, but ignore her. So she feels something, you know, at the time she thought maybe her mother loved her son just because her son is the boy. So she has a not good feeling.
Therefore, so where are we going on this, Margaret?
Okay. So I'm trying to tell you, she told me, my daughter wrote a letter to me saying, when she was little, she noticed her mother only loved her younger brother.
You already told me this, Margaret. What's today's? Tell me what today's question is.
Okay, so now, she has not worked for 8 years since the birth of her son.
Okay.
And I said that she needed to go back to school. I said she should get a degree or become a nurse or something. She said, oh, in China, too many population. If you get a PhD, you still can't get a job. So basically, she's against her. You know, maybe I encourage her to go back to school, do something, not wasting her time. And the more I say, the more she does not like, you know, yeah. I encourage her.
Margaret, give me a question here. What's your question to me?
The question is now, because I encourage her, she would get an education, find a goal in life,
right,
stuff
right
like that.
What's the question?
So now she totally don't communicate with me no more.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Look. Let me help you with this a little bit. I'm sure this was a difficult situation for you and for her, but basically you haven't. She didn't know you existed. And
right.
You only remember her as a very, very young, small baby. So the two
yeah.
of you can't be her mother at this moment in any way except biologically. And she can't be your daughter in any way except biologically. The two of you, if you have the opportunity, may be able to work out a relationship that may not look very much like mother-daughter because she had another mother for 20-some of her years. Do you have other
yeah.
children?
No, because
okay.
of her, I don't
okay,
want
okay,
to
okay, 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 let's not
yeah.
go off on this. Okay, so, and you sort of offering her advice that she doesn't want to hear is not a
yeah.
great way to start a relationship. I think you're going to have to back off a little bit and sort of just be curious about her because you can't really take over the role of mom unless she's willing to give you that role. And it doesn't sound to me that she is. It sounds to me that she has a very different value system than you do. She's grown up in a very different culture than you have. And I think at this moment that what I would offer her is an opportunity to get to know each other, not necessarily as mother and daughter, but just as two people who actually have a connection, but it's not clear how they're going to go forward. And you may or may not be able to forge a relationship because it may be that you're going to be looking for her to be a daughter. I mean, certainly a mother saying to her daughter, you should go to school so you can become better educated is not an unreasonable thing
right.
to do. But Margaret, she doesn't view you as her mother. And you really don't know her enough to be able to take that role. You can't take that role. She can give it to you, but you can't take it. The two of you you've had that 30-some years of being apart. And the two of you, sometimes these relationships, I know we've all been taught to think all we have to do is bump into our biological parent or a biological child and everything will be wonderful. And that's not necessarily true. I mean, you can hear on my program every day, even people who haven't been separated for 30 years have a hard time getting along sometimes. So I'm going to put you on hold. What I want you to think about for a minute, and then we'll talk about it, is what kind of relationship you'd like to have with her. And be very specific about how it would work if it were up to you, all right? And then we'll talk about whether or not that's feasible. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Margaret, who has kind of a heartbreaking story, to be quite honest, that when she was a young woman, she had a child in China and got a divorce, and the court gave her daughter to her husband. She and her parents then left the country, and her husband basically gave their child to a coworker who couldn't have children, and so she was raised not knowing that she was adopted for the last 30 years. And Margaret pursued her, and I think through a certain amount of luck found her, because when she was adopted, both her first name and her last name were changed, And luckily, her ex-husband was still around and was willing to give that information to the police. And so Margaret went to visit her. And it wasn't love at first sight for either of them. That Margaret feels that, to a certain extent, her daughter was somewhat spoiled. She has kind of a chip on her shoulder, feeling that she wasn't loved enough. And Margaret offered some unsolicited advice, which made her daughter angry with her to the extent that there is not much of a relationship going on now. And I'm saying, Margaret, look, you cannot view this as a mother-daughter relationship in any way except biologically at this moment, because the two of you had essentially all of your daughter's life except for a year where she thought she was somebody else's child. And so if you're going to proceed, both of you, first of all, she's not a child anymore, so she gets some vote in how the relationship is going to work. But essentially criticizing her, even though I know that wasn't your intent, but that's how she interpreted it, is not a way to start. So what I would do, especially this season, because it's, you know, it's an emotional season, is she Christian?
Not really. You know, in China, okay, they don't have a religious. People go to church in religious. In China, mostly it's like fashion, some American stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but, I mean, you can still... Is Christmas celebrated? I know that the China's basically...
they do celebrate Christmas because perfect. All can dress up, look pretty.
That's all we need. You know, we don't actually need any more than that. You can just say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy regular New Year, Happy Chinese New Year. And what I'd like to do is go forward and work out a relationship with you that makes some sense to both of us. And I promise not to be critical and tell you what to do, that I can't be your mom given the fact that I haven't been around for the last 30 years, even though that wasn't my choice or my intention. So if we're going forward, what kind of relationship would you like to have with this woman? What would make sense to you?
Yeah, my question is, now she calls me
Margaret. Margaret, why don't you answer my question first, then we'll go to your question.
Oh, so I said, well, I hope I can become her best friend.
You've got 30-year difference in age and half a world apart, so that's unlikely.
Yeah, okay.
You might be able to be a friend.
Okay.
But you're not going to be her best friend. There's just too much. I mean, your best friend probably isn't 30 years younger than you are.
And
it's too complicated a relationship to be best friends. I know mothers and daughters say that all the time. Sometimes it's true. A lot of times it's not. So, you know, I think that's... I would settle for friend at this moment rather than best friend.
So you
were asking me something else that you asked, she called you.
She calls me in the letter. She write an email to me and, you know, Skype and ask me, call my, my name is Margaret, and then she called me Mother Margaret. So may I ask her just call me Margaret? So
well, why don't you let her call you whatever she wants to call you?
Oh, okay, don't say anything. Okay, okay.
Margaret, if you'll remember what I said you can't decide to be her mother, but she can allow you to do that. It's her choice, not yours.
I see.
So if she wants to call you Mother Margaret, I think that's fine. And probably part of it is for her son, so that she has, so she can refer to it as his grandmother.
Yeah. Okay. So second question is, should I not, so from this point, do not give her any advice about a career or education unless she asks me?
You just got exactly the right phrase, Margaret. If she asks you, that's fine. If she doesn't ask you, unsolicited opinions are usually not very valuable. It just makes people unhappy.
Oh, I thought I can help her make a better life. I get, you know.
Well, if she wants, but Margaret, think about the implication of that statement. I can help her make a better life. There are two very negative implications in that. Number one, her life right now isn't very good. And number two, you can do something for her that she can't do for herself. Neither of those are very positive.
I see.
Okay. I know they're well-meaning on your part. I know your point is not to be damaging, but that's not necessarily how she's going to interpret them.
Right. Last thing, and she didn't expect me to take her for the trips because she know I I travel with my husband. We live below means, so I want to see the world before, you know, get old, because my husband has lots of surgeries. And she know we travel. She expect me to take a travel. I do plan to take her to travel to Europe or whatever. That's her dream. But I don't want to become like a habit. Suddenly become like a, intimacy.
You don't want to feel that she's her only interested in you is that you take her places.
Yeah. So how do I deal with this?
Well, I think you started that out, and I think you can be honest with her and say, I think it'll be more comfortable for the two of us to travel together as we get to know each other. So maybe you can come here, and I'll pay for half, and I'll come there. Let's work out a relationship before we work out a travel plan. Because traveling with somebody you don't know very well and don't get along with very well, especially when one person's paying for everything, doesn't feel very good to anybody.
Right. And last thing, I did tell her, I did offer her, I said she can come to travel here with her son, and I said I'll pay for it. But again, I don't want this to happen like every year, every time they come here, become I pay for it, you know, then.
Well, then figure out what you are willing to do. Figure out what, if you say, listen, I'd like to be able to do it this year. I'm not sure I can do it every year, but I can do it this year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Where did you learn all of your English since you've been in the States?
I learned English. As a matter of fact, when I was in China, I determined, I heard, when I was in China, the Communist Party control at the time, I heard English, American broadcast and BBC broadcast in radio, and I caught my interest, and I decided to learn, and I decided I want to come to this country, and I'm glad I did.
Yes, well, you speak excellent English. You really
do. Oh, thank you. I love education. I love this country. And the only thing in my life I regret is, left her in China.
Well, tell her that. Tell her that.
Yeah.
Treat it as a new friend, as a new person that you've just met, that you may have some things in common, and you're exploring. I mean, because there are people that you've met at a party or at school or in the neighborhood or at church, and you think, so that's an interesting person. I kind of like to get to know them. But you go slowly, and you find out who they are and who you are and how you're going to work things out. And you don't want to be paying for their lunch all the time, and you don't want them to pay for your lunch all the time. You work it out. So just go slowly, but think of her as somebody you're interested in getting to know. Don't think of her as your daughter right now, because it'll be confusing to both of you. Okay, happy holidays, okay. Margaret.
And thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.